Dreamscape presents, I overcame my autism, and all I got was this lousy anxiety disorder. A memoir by Sarah Kirchick. Narrated by Zura Johnson. Disclaimer. So, footnote. No matter how clear or how repetitive I try to make myself whenever I try to offer a perspective on autism, people will appear and tell me that I do not and cannot offer the perspective on autism. Often these readers, often but not always, non-autistic parents of autistic children, will make other assumptions about my work. Few are rooted in anything I've actually attempted to say. Years of going through this routine has led me to develop an increasingly defensive writing style. It's no longer enough for me to state what I want to say in my work. I must now state what I am not in any way trying to say. It's never quite enough to keep the "you don't speak for all autistics" at bay, but that doesn't stop me from trying. Apparently, an entire book riddled with, I'm not saying blank, I'm just saying blank. Gets a bit repetitive, though. So, my publisher and editor have helpfully suggested that I write this disclaimer instead. End footnote. I do not speak for all autistic people. I will not try to. I do not want to. I wish to be a voice or face of autism in a much greater, more nuanced and diverse conversation, not the voice or face of autism. I don't think that autism is easy. I do not think that it's just a quirk. I'm not arguing for greater acceptance of and support for autistic people because I think that autism is not a big deal. I'm asking for those things because I know it can be a very big deal indeed. And that if it is a big deal to me, it is probably a big or bigger deal to many other autistic people. It is true that I have certain advantages in life that many autistic people do not. I can speak. Some people think that I can write. I have low support needs. People who point out that these advantages will influence how I experience autism and the world aren't.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?